This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass. And dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. To do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Well, hey, folks, welcome to the Corporation Nation. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. It is Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. So, gonna be flying solo again today. Tomorrow, join me for a special interview with Miss Deanna Spingola. Who was kind enough to have me on her show here on Republic Broadcasting for many years. And we figured it was close to 35 times that I made a little appearance on her particular soapbox in the AM. And so I thought I'd turn the tables and put her on the hot seat and actually interview her, talk to her about how she got started in all this and writing books and all of that stuff. And, of course, on Thursday, Bert will be back with me, as he is every Thursday. That's Freeman Bert. Next week, on Monday, we're going to have Bob Burton, who, I'll let you wait for Bob. He's an expert in Agenda 21 and how to fight it on the local level. He's been harassed. They tried to put him in jail. And he's still kicking. He's also was running for office. But it'd be a very interesting conversation. On Tuesday, you know, I've been hearing a lot of things about, Fukushima. And they're very concerning things. And I really want to get to the bottom of what's happening. I've invited a gentleman named Stephen Starr, S-T-A-R-R, to join me to talk about the whole nuclear industry. And an interesting little fact that I was not aware of, that the, concept of nuclear power was really designed for the purpose of what used to be called, I haven't heard the word in a while, but it used to be called breeder stations. In other words, they would breed plutonium for weapons. So, you know, I'm hearing extinction level event. I'm hearing apocalypse. I'm hearing all these things, and yet I can't verify a single one of them. I'm hoping Stephen will have a few answers for us. Any of you that want to join and maybe you've seen the fish and whales with tumors, or maybe you have some stories coming out of the Pacific side of the continent, I'd like to hear about it, because, again, it's pretty much impossible to verify a lot of these stories. Wednesday will be Dick LaRosa. Dick's a former state senator in New Jersey, had a lot to do with Mr. Walter Burian and his efforts when Mr. Burian was a political activist out there. Dick is one of the few people that I know, a few politicians that are actually, that I consider honest, with integrity, and one of the few that will actually talk about the comprehensive annual financial reports, in an open public forum, which is a rarity with politicians because it's the thing they keep secret from the public, and it's the thing they covet in their private, bureaucracies. So today, I'm just going to fly solo today, and we'll take some calls here coming up shortly. I wanted to present to you something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I really want to get some feedback on this concept, because the more I look into it, the more I really don't know how to... I guess the question is, how do we define America? How do we define the United States? What the heck are we? Are we a country? Are we a nation? Are we a federal republic? Are we a federation? Are we a confederation? What in the heck are we, really? And what I've really come to discover is that we are not just one thing here. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I see America, I see the United States, from its inception, as a grandiose experiment in many forms of governance and government. And we will cover many of those as we go on. But for now, I want you to imagine a rainbow. All right? Just in your head, I'm sure everybody's seen a rainbow before. And I want you to imagine what a rainbow actually represents, which is really the broad visible light color spectrum of visible light, right? It appears to be six or seven colors of the color spectrum that is visible to the human eye. And when I have broached the subject of America being fascist or America being communist or any of those isms that we like to use, communism, fascism, socialism, and all those, there's always someone who has an opinion and is very, very forceful in their opinion without really thinking about what they're saying. And what that means, it's very similar to pointing to a rainbow. And of course, I'm using the rainbow as an analogy for the United States. It's like pointing to the rainbow and saying, look, that rainbow is blue. And I say, well, wait, what about the green, the yellow, the orange, the purple? No, no, the rainbow is blue. The rainbow is blueism. I say, what about orangeism? What if there's redism and yellowism? And what about greenism? And what about everything in between? Because really, we're seeing thousands of different colors on the whole color spectrum. They're just coming in a certain physical way into our brains. No, it's blue. It's blueism. So, and that's kind of the analogy I want to use, because what is the United States? What are we? Okay, we're not blue. We're not red and white. We're not any specific color of the ism rainbow. And this is very disturbing. Now, we'll probably cover some things that you've heard before. Some people refer to the United States as communism. Communism generally covers a lot of different spectrums in the ism realm. But, you know, there was one gentleman who, who we all know as Mr. Karl Marx, who wrote something called the Ten Planks of the Communist Manifesto. And, you know, essentially, it was a description of a government under corporate control of a society. And, you know, technically, with the desire to control the world through expansion. Karl Marx, in his book, The Communist Manifesto, describes the 10 steps necessary to destroy a free enterprise system and replace it with a system of omnipotent government power so as to effect a communist socialist state. There again, communist socialist. So there's a mix of two isms. Those 10 steps are known to be the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and he designed these planks essentially as a test. So you could look at any government or any society, and you could say, okay, is this government and this society a communist country, communist nation, communist whatever? And so it's literally a test. Go down the 10 planks, the 10 descriptions, and see if your country is communist. Well, let's go through those. And again, maybe you've seen this before, and maybe you haven't. But it's important to note that all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are now law in the United States. Creating a very scary machine. We'll be back in a minute.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world.
All right, folks, welcome back. So we're talking about the many isms of America, the many systems of governance that have been implemented into one giant system. At the moment, we're covering Karl Marx and his 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and how they've become law in the United States, and then we'll move on to the other isms after that. Now, first of all, I guess it's important to note, if you're not familiar with a certain subject, there's probably going to be some confusion in your mind. So if you're not familiar with what's called the War Powers Act, which I highly recommend, there's actually a writing by Eugene Schroeder and many other authors from quite a while ago, more than 30 years, I believe, called the War Powers Act. You could probably find that by searching for it. And it covers what is referred to as the state of national emergency. Now, if you're not familiar with the state of national emergency, it is where all of the power of the President of the United States comes from when he makes such things as presidential directives and executive orders. These things do not exist without a state of declared national emergency. So it's similar to a war or a declaration of war by Congress, except in this case, Congress gave over to the president in 1933 through Roosevelt when he declared a state of emergency about the country after the Great Depression and all the banking things that happened. So leading to the Emergency Banking Act and all that, we have a president at this moment that can declare war. But he doesn't actually declare war because that requires Congress to do so. What he does is he declares an emergency. So an example would be a declaration that has carried over every year on terrorism. There's also the declaration of war against the swine flu, which is a declaration of war against an emergency. You see, it's not a war against a people or a country. It is a declaration of war against what is defined as, and by the president, as an emergency. And what you'll find is that every year, from president to president, you'll have a continuation of the emergency, because that is the only way that the president can actually operate outside of any constitutional boundaries and basically has the power to do whatever the heck he wants, despite what Congress says he should do. And this is why there's so much tension, or seeming tension, between Congress and the president, and yet at any time the Congress could take that power away. So it's really a false sense of tension that we see. It is a way to get things done outside of the political spectrum. So basically the Senate, they did a report in 1973, which started by saying, since March the 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. This vast range of powers taken together confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processes. This is straight from Congress. Under the powers delegated by these statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways, control the lives of all American citizens. Okay, that is from Congressional Record by Congressman James M. Beck. Senate Report 93-549 states, a majority of the people of the United States have lived all their lives under emergency rule. For 40 years, this is again 1973, for 40 years, freedoms and governmental procedures guaranteed by the Constitution have, in varying degrees, been abridged by laws brought into force by states of national emergency. Those are the states of national emergency declared by the president. And in the United States, actions taken by the government in times of great crisis have, from at least the Civil War, when General Orders 100 were first declared, which was martial law, the Civil War in important ways shaped the present phenomenon of a permanent state of national emergency. Now, from this report came the dictate that in order to keep the national emergency, the president must redeclare it every year. And so that's what's been happening every year. And you'll see Obama redeclaring Bush's executive orders and or states of emergency. And then, of course, Bush redeclared Clinton's and Clinton redeclared Bush's and Bush redeclared Carter's and on Reagan's and Carter's. And it just goes on and on and on. All right. So this is the true nature of what the President of the United States actually is. So this basically nullifies all of these supposed protections that we claim from the Constitution, unfortunately. That's the skinny of it. Now, keep in mind that this is a clause, basically, from all constitutions in history, a very important clause. In Germany, when Hitler became the dictator, whether that was good or bad, I'm not here to argue, it was simply called Article 48, and that stated, quote, "If the public safety and order in the German Reich are seriously disturbed or endangered, the President of the Reich may suspend in whole or in part the fundamental rights established, including inviolability of persons, inviolability of domicile," in other words, take your property like we do in America, "freedom of opinion and expression, freedom of assembly and association, secrecy in communication, and inviolability of property." Now, that is basically what we're talking about, and the same list that we just read from Congress, from congressional record, of what Obama can do through a declared state of national emergency. In Great Britain, it's called the Defense of the Realms Acts, which allows the Queen to basically do the same thing. In France, the Constitution could be suspended, and that's called the state of siege. So you can see it's always an emergency. It's always it's what's referred to as a peacetime emergency. It's a peacetime war, if you will. It is making war against something that doesn't actually exist, if you will. Terrorism is a good example. The swine flu, there's still a continuing emergency which allows all kinds of tyrannical congressional laws to actually hold their water. Let's take the Patriot Act, for example. And let's get back to our Communist Manifesto. Okay, the first plank of the Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property. The abolition of private property and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. Well, guess what, folks? What do you think property tax is? Okay, if you were truly the owner of private property, then you wouldn't be forced to pay rent in the form of extortion called property tax. You are a tenant. You're basically a renter. That is what happens when you register all your property with government. It becomes, as we've discussed, the good faith and credit of the United States. Simple as that. The Patriot Act allows law enforcement to conduct warrantless searches of your records and place of residence. It allows them to confiscate your residence and confiscate your personal property without your knowledge or consent. Okay? There you go. Plank number one. Just with the Patriot Act alone. Of course, we won't get into the feudal aspect or feudalism aspect of what America really is. We don't call it feudalism, but it kind of is. Number two, of course, is the income tax, or a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Well, guess what, folks? That is law in the United States and necessary for communism. We'll be back with the rest of the planks after this. No shoes on their feet. How's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
All right, folks, welcome back. Again, we're in the middle of the planks, the 10 planks of the communist manifesto. Now, it was Speaker Representative James Traffic Jr. from Ohio who stated this in the House committee. He said, "Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in world history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it is a coroner's report that will lead to our demise." Now, this was again spoken in Congress, and we're talking about one of many bankruptcies, in this case dissolved, technically the United States federal government dissolved yet again, and I think the third bankruptcy, which was completed through the Emergency Banking Act, March 9th, 1933, 48 Statute 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt bankrupt and insolvent, which is House Joint Resolution 192 in the 73rd Congress, 1933. Again, this was the same time when the first state of emergency, when Congress basically said, "Okay, President, we're in trouble. We have all this horrible, horrible monetary issues. Let's, in the depression just happened, let's give you more power than you could possibly ever dream of. Let's suspend the Constitution virtually and allow you to have emergency status. And that's basically what happened. So when we're talking about the income tax, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax is plank number two. This was accomplished through what we just mentioned, the Emergency Banking Act, where President Roosevelt declared the United States federal government dissolved by being bankrupt and insolvent. House Joint Resolution 192, 73rd Congress, suspended the gold standard and abrogated the gold clause, dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States government offices, officers, and departments. And, of course, we've been in commercial law ever since. And the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution allows Congress to unconstitutionally, ironically, levy an income tax without apportioning it among the states or basing it on any census results. Congress, quote, the Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. Straight from the Constitution, folks. The income tax, plank number two of the Communist Manifesto, which has been perfected over the years with the implementation of IRS and other private functions. The abolition of estate is the third plank, abolition of all rights of inheritance. And this one's a tough one to actually show, but you could just consider probate laws and estate taxes. Sometimes they call this the orphan tax. Application of an estate tax, property tax, and the limiting of and reassigning of property values, as well as the other state and federal taxes, are all respects or aspects of this. And again, we discussed in previous shows as well that, again, you're not the owner outright of property. You are the user in a usufruct situation. If you don't understand usufruct, okay, consult your dictionaries, folks. That's what they're there for. You're permitted through contract, which is a deed of trust or a title, with the state to occupy the dwelling. Dwelling, again, is a legal term. And as we know, it can be taken away from you through eminent domain anytime they want. And we discussed what eminent domain refers to. Domain meaning that someone can take what is theirs, their property, that's government. And the word eminence, why would they attach that to it? Because the only thing eminence means or refers to is the canon law through cardinals. So eminent domain is a power beyond the people. It does not come with the consent of the people. It is eminence is speaking in terms of a higher power, if you will. Excuse me. And, of course, there's foreclosure, where banks can take your home. That's a pretty obvious one. There's number four of the Communist Manifesto, the planks, is confiscation of property, which we just discussed. Confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. That's me. You have many executive orders, including 10998, allows government to seize all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, and vehicles of any kind. Executive Order 11310 grants authority to the Department of Justice, what a joke, to enforce the plans set out in executive orders to institute industrial support, to establish judicial and legislative liaisons, to control all aliens, to operate penal and correctional institutions, think your FEMA camps for illegals, and to advise and assist the president. You have eminent domain, again, the inherent power of the state to seize citizens' private property. Let's see, you have the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which is a United States federal law allowing U.S. presidents to identify any unusual, extraordinary threat that originates outside the United States, which is the entirety of the 50 states, by the way. Because remember, the United States is just that 10 miles square, Washington, D.C., and to confiscate property and prohibit transactions in response. It's Title 50, Sections 1701 to 1707, if you want to take a look. Enables the president to seize property of a foreign country or national. Well, folks, we are the foreign countries. We are the states. And we are nationals. These powers were transferred to FEMA in a sweeping consolidation in 1979. You have the National Security Presidential Directives, or NSPD 51, which allows the president to control and coordinate all three branches of government to become king, essentially, in the event of a catastrophic emergency. Now remember, this is the declaration of an emergency, be it catastrophic or not. They can call it catastrophic if they want. This is why I'm concerned with Fukushima, because that would certainly be a catastrophic event for the United States. Thus, a perfect opportunity to not let an emergency go to waste, quoting the crook and Zionist Israeli soldier, now mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. No judicial review or jury trial is available or necessary for NSPD 51. Thus, property disputes will be squashed. There's no dispute. They already own your property, and they just need a little emergency to take it away from you. And then you have the Military Commissions Act, strips the courts of jurisdiction to hear or consider habeas corpus appeals of anyone held in U.S. custody as an unlawful enemy combatant. That's everyone, folks. You just have to be declared an enemy combatant. You don't get a certificate. You don't graduate from terrorist school. You are just suddenly labeled. I have a gentleman in Pennsylvania who got labeled a sovereign citizen. And I told him to sue him for slander because government's using an oxymoron to describe someone. And apparently he's a threat to government for being a sovereign citizen. How can you be sovereign if you're a citizen? It doesn't really make sense. So it also, the Military Commissions Act prohibits any person from invoking the Geneva Conventions or their protocols as a source of rights in any action in U.S. court. And this is important because under a state of emergency, remember, this is not a congressionally or lawfully declared war. This is a de facto declared state of emergency. It is not a war, and therefore the Geneva Conventions don't really apply to the president because it's not a war. It's an emergency. It's a war on an emergency. Emergencies aren't people. Emergencies don't have any rights. You understand? If you're a carrier of the flu, your personal rights are disregarded because the war is against the flu and you're a carrier of that, or supposed carrier of that. So, yes, you can be forced to take a vaccine. Yes, you can. All of these things apply to you because you are a carrier, or potential carrier for that matter, of a emergency. You see how that works? There's no Geneva Conventions on something that doesn't really exist. An emergency is just something written on paper. This is the state of the United States. Again, a communist nation combined with all the other isms that we're going to cover. A central bank, number 5, the plank of the Communist Manifesto, a central bank, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Well, what is the Federal Reserve, folks? We'll be back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com,
We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage.
All right, folks, welcome back. And you're in the Corporation Nation here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to read something to you that may help in your understanding here, that this was a plan that's been going on, you know, for quite some time. And as we know, many central banks were attempted and failed until finally we got the Federal Reserve System. This is from the Act of October 6th, 1917, as amended by the Act of March 9th, 1933, when all of this great stuff was happening with Roosevelt. It says, quote, during time of war or during any period of national emergency. Now, please remember, folks, we are in several states of continued and newly declared national emergencies. Okay, this is an ongoing thing. It will never cease until we force it to cease, until we force our Congress to make it cease, or our president. Now, I think, who was it? Which king was it that they held a knife to his throat in order to create the Magna Carta? I'm not sure why we're not doing the same thing, to be perfectly frank. During time of war or during any other period of national emergency declared by the president may, through any agency that he may designate, or otherwise investigate, regulate, or prohibit under such rules and regulations as he may prescribe by means of licenses or otherwise any transactions in foreign exchange, transfers of credit between, or payments by banking institutions as defined by the president. Okay, he is defining it, not anyone else. And export, hoarding, melting, or earmarking of gold or silver coin or bullion or currency by any person within the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Folks, okay, this makes you guilty of basically treason. Such a shame. So this brings us back, of course, to the money is, of course, the root. When you say money is the root of all evil, it really is. It roots you to government through debt, through fealty, through all sorts of great words, through surety, through all kinds of different things. This is why control and central control of the money and also the basing of that money on all of your property as registered items in usufruct, again, you as the user of government-owned property. This is why the central bank is so important to control, because in that way you control all the banks, because the banks can't utilize your copyrighted script, your copyrighted money, without your permission. So the Federal Reserve Act was created, an act of Congress, that created the Federal Reserve System, the central banking system of the United States of America, which was signed into law by President Woodrow Wilson. And Executive Order 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to take control of all financial institutions in the United States and allows government to control the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources. Okay, so at any time, the president, through his emergency powers granted to him by Congress and allowed him to keep them, at any time, his FEPA, Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency, has the power of the president to take control of every single bank out there. Okay, nothing. The confusion about banks being completely autonomous and private, no. They commit their crimes with permission of government. They are in cahoots together. Banks cannot exist without government. It's very simple when you think about it. Banks are allowed to do what they do because they are members of the government, of the Federal Reserve System. That's it. That's why they can print money. They could not do it without becoming members, forced to buy stock in the Federal Reserve, non-ownership stock. Simple as that. Okay? So central bank, number 5 on the Communist Manifesto list. Number 6, government control of communications and transportation. Well, we just read from Congressman Beck that is the case. Centralization of the means of communications and transportation in the hands of the state. You have several executive orders, plus the Act of August 29th, 1916, which authorizes the Secretary of the Army in time of war to take possession of any transportation system for transporting troops, material, or any purpose related to the emergency. Anytime you hear war, you have to always remember that includes the emergency, the declared emergency. Executive Orders 10990, government can take over all modes of transportation and control of highways. That was directly from the president, and seaports. 10995, government can seize and control all communications media, telecommunications, internet, radio, and television, etc. 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals, and the corporations who are in operation with permission of government can also be taken control of. Executive Order 11002 allows government to take over all airports and aircraft, including commercial aircraft. And we just talked about the Act of August 29th, 1916. Government ownership, number 7, on the planks of the Communist Manifesto, government ownership of factories, land, and agriculture, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of the soil, generally in accordance with a common plan. Well, Executive Order 10999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. 11005 allows the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities, public or private. And the 1950 Defense Production Act gives the president sweeping powers over all aspects of the economy. Well, that's seven down. How about the last three? Number eight. Government control of labor. Creation of a government labor armies. Well, have you heard about Obama's non-military corps? His little army of civilians? Equal liability of all to labor. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Executive Order 11000 allows the government to mobilize citizens into work brigades under government supervision. Isn't that nice? And there's House Resolution 3590, which is Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Oh, yeah, that's Obamacare, huh? Page 1312, Section 5110, says establishing a Ready Reserve Corps. And Section 203, Commission Corps, or Corps, and Ready Reserve Corps. So what the heck is this doing in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act? Well, of course, the reason these things are 2,000 or 3,000 pages long is because they aren't just about Obamacare. These bills that get passed, I mean, there ought to be a law, of course, that says they can only have to do with health care, they can only have to do with what their title is, but you have to realize that all these bills that get passed have things like this in them. And then they'll get passed or altered in the future with future legislation. It says the establishment of a commissioned regular corps, I don't know how you say that, corps, and a ready reserve corps for service in time of a national emergency. You see how that works? In a national emergency, again, under Executive Order 11000, the government can mobilize citizens into work brigades under government supervision. The Ready Reserve Corps is exactly that, and it's made to seem like a voluntary thing, as if good people who don't want to serve in the military can instead serve in an agricultural army, if you will. The purpose of the Ready Reserve Corps is to fulfill the need to have additional Commissioned Corps personnel available on short notice, similar to the Uniformed Services Reserve Program, in other words, the Army Reserve, to assist regular commission corps personnel to meet both routine public health and emergency response missions. Again, emergency, a very important word. They shall participate in routine training to meet the general and specific needs of commission corps, da-da-da-da-da. Folks, this is in the Obamacare bill. This is why it's so important and yet an impossible task to read all these bills. This is why Congress doesn't even read their own bills. Stay with us. We still have 9 and 10 of that Communist Manifesto. We'll be back.
With financial uncertainty.